Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Yoni Maratz Shichyu and in the Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. The Schanav Tzagan Maratzat, the Chanat Rav Meir Zev. The Gemara in Meseches Beitza. Daf Beis Amin Aleph, Mishnah. Beitza Shenal Deb Yamtiv, Beis Sham Yom Teachol, Beis Sham Lo Teachol. Beitz is born on Yantiv. Beisham says you can eat it. Beisil says no. Says the Gemara B'maya Skinan. What are we talking about? Elam Tarnagol Semeslachila. We're talking about a Tarnagol that's for eating and it's not Muksa. So Matamai the Beisil der Chufitsu. What's Beisil's problem with eating this? It's food that's separated from the animal, and the animal's not Muksa. But Tarnagol Semeslachila Beitzim. But rather, it's talking about a Tarnagol that's for raising chicks. Why does Beishame say that it's mutter? It's muksa. My kushi don't Beishame less lo muksa. Maybe Beishame doesn't hold of muksa. So we're assuming that even if you're mat, you're muksa, noilat is aser. So how can Beishame be mat here? Rashi, lahachi brachina my time, my Beishame. Kasaka daitin, the filo of Shimon, the shari be muksa, even according to Reb Shimon. It's Matir Muksa, but by no lot is Yasir, it's the Muksa Sphere, the Maxi Nishmidaiti, and the Chazile. By Muksa, he holds that a person isn't Maksa, meaning he doesn't put it out of his mind, he's not going to use it if it's right for him. But no lad, he doesn't know about that he should have Das for it. So in Muksa, you have Das for it, but no lad, you don't. In Mimele, you hold of no lad. So why then is Beisham and Matir? So you see from this, if the brother was bothered, what's the tzil of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is talking about Tarnagol, it's Hamed Slachila. So you can't answer the Beitza according to Beis Hillel, because the Tarnagol itself is food, and the Beitza is Ochla Diferis. In other words, it's food that's separated from food. You can't call it Nolad. Like Tosfos says, you were Maskel Ochla, that the Bai Shachet Vav the Tarnagolas, Koidim laid this HaBeitza Vochla Kol Shebegavah. If he wants, he can shech the chicken before the egg is born, and he can eat the whole thing. So what's the problem if it's born? If the mission is talking about a Tarnagol, so let's look at the Beitzim, then you can't be Matir the egg according to Beis Shammai, because how does Beis Shammai say that it's Mutter? Because it's Noilat. Noilat's Aser. The question is, if he doesn't know the Muksa, then a Tarnagol, so let's look at the Beitzim, is mutter b'achila, and it's the same as the tarnagol tzemetz l'achila. They're both mutter b'achila, and they're both considered food. And if so, just like we said that it's not shaykh to answer the beitz of edin noilat, if the tarnagol is tzemetz l'achila, because the beitz is uchla d'ifris, it's food that's just separated from food. So you also can't answer the egg if the tarnagol tzemetz l'achila beitzim, mandales le muktza. But you don't love muktza, you can't answer the egg. So how does the gemara, why? Because it's uchla d'ifris. So how does the gemara say that if he doesn't hold a muksa, we should ask the beitza shenolda, we try to go to some of the gal of beitza, it's a difference, what's the problem? Zakhna ma'al shah, mikol makoim, kevin shenolda ha beitza, midvara muksa, lo shirin in lama haitaima. Since the beitza was born from something that's muksa, we're not matir for this reason. What does the ma'al shah mean? Ma'aram shif, writes k'tivri ha ma'al shah be yeser biur, says the ma'aram shif, it's not food because it's not special for food. I feel we shari muktza. Even if muktza is mutter. Hainu di yishlam b'dayte alay. V'leinim miyuchad l'kak d'nekrei u'chla d'ifris. It's not food because it's not set aside for food. Even if muktza is mutter, that you can say his das is on it. But it's not set aside for that, that we should call it u'chla d'ifris. Ad kan midivrei ha-maram shif. So we see from the Marasha, will be yeser beer from the Maram Shif. But even the man the less muksa, even if you don't hold the muksa, nevertheless, Lord, you have a very narrow interpretation of muksa. Nevertheless, tarnigodis hamedis la gadol beitzim, is not called food, as long as he doesn't want to eat it. And since it's not considered food, you can't say that the beitza is separating from food. And therefore, you can't be Matthew the Beitza because it's Uchla Difference. Even if muksa is mutter, because you have das on it, but if it's not miyuchad for food, you can't call it uchel deifrus. Since the chicken isn't set aside for food, what separates from it is not considered uchel deifrus. But we still have to understand the Maharsha and the Maram Shif. Since the tarnagolas is muteris ba'achila, the mandalas lay muksa, if you don't hold a muksa, if you have a narrow interpretation of muksa, say, so how's it shaykh to say that the chicken is not called food? It's called food. Even though it's not miyuchad for food, but they don't hold a muksa. They don't hold a muksa, so then it doesn't have to be. So the chicken's not muksa. And the mail of the food, so it could be used for food. And the mail of the egg is separating from the food. And the egg is also food. So what's the problem with this egg? There's a good egg separating from a chicken, and the chicken isn't muksa. So the chicken is food, and the egg that separates from the chicken is also food. So that's the kasha. And we are going in the derech of Meirenu Rabbeinu Harav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky Zetzal. So he says as follows, what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding muksa? We have a gemara in Maseches Shabbos and that Mimdalet on Aleph, Moisar HaShemen, Shebener V'Shebekara Aser, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Hanukkah is Rabbi Yehuda. What's left over of the oil in the candelabra and in the bowl is Aser, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. In other words, if you lit a ner on Erev Shabbos, ner is Aser B'Toto L'Kuli Alma as long as it's burning. As it says in Shabbos 47a, the ner and the shemen and the psila are abbasis for the shalheves. And the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, in the shemen that remains in the ner after it goes out, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the shemen was aser vein hashmashas, mamela is a din muktza, and it's aser all Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though it wasn't right vein hashmashas, nevertheless, after the ner goes out, you're allowed to use the shemen. We see there 46b, also 30b, in beitza. But the reason Rabbi Shimon is because a person waits, when is his candle going to go out, and he can use the oil, so mamela it's not muksa. So yesh lachkor, what's the yisoid of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? There are two ways of understanding their machlokas. Number one, they're arguing about the ikur chaleis shem muksa. And number two, they're arguing if we say migu this katsoi lebein hashmashus, it's katsoi lekulei ayma. They're arguing if you say that since it became muksa bein hashmashus, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. To explain more, the first side is that Rabbi Shimon learns that even bein hashmashus, the ner is kedavar hamuchan. Since he's waiting, yoshevu mitzapeh, when is the ner going to go out? And his das is on it. Just as long as it's lit, it's aser betiltel, since it's a basis for the shalhevis, it's a base for the shalhevis. But after it goes out, you're allowed to use the shemen, since me'olam lo chol alav shem muksa, since it never had a shem muksa. That's one sad. Never had a shem muksa in the first place. The second sad is that Rabbi Shimon is meide the Rabbi Yehuda, that the ner has a shame of muksa, as long as it's dialek. Since he was madlik the ner koydim kinitzah Shabbos, he was maksa the ner l'mishtamish b'kol zman shener dialek. The argument is, if the shame muksa is chal for the whole Shabbos, or only as long as the candle is burning. Rabbi Yehuda holds, midu zidetz katsoy l'bein hashmashas, is katsoy l'kulei yomi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it's muksa bein hashmashas, it's muksa the whole day. Memela, the ner has a shame muksa for Gan Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Migud Diskatsai, since he's waiting to see when it's going to go out. So Mela doesn't retain its Shem Muksa. So it's a pshat that it was never Muksa in the first place, or it was Muksa Ben Hashmashas, it just wasn't Muksa the whole Shabbos. How does Rabbi Shimon hold? Now, even if we say like the second Sad, nevertheless, we can say that that's all the Muksa Machmas Isser. But Yeshla Stapik, Masoibere, it's muksa because of Isser. Because it's a Dvar Aser, the candle, the oil. But Yeshla Stapik, What does Rabbi Shimon hold? B'muksa midas. In other words, something that's royal lishtamshus. He just set it aside in his mind. He was maksoise midaitoi milishtamish po. For example, at Tarnagoilas, I met this legado beitz. And do we say, Sheboifin zele shaykh at sadashani? Kevan shudover a royal lishtamshus gam achshav. If it's royal lishtamshus, he just said he's not going to use it like a Tarnagoilas, I met this legado beitz. So since Rabbi Shimon holds that his das is on it to use it for eating, if he wants, in other words, he's not maxi and lo maxi and ishmidaiti midichazile, a person doesn't set aside in his mind not to use something that's fitting for him. So memela never had a shem muksa. So what do we say? We say that it never had a shem muksa. It's not pshat that it wasn't, that we don't say that it's muksa bein hashmashas. Since the muksa banish muksa muksa the whole day, we say that it was never muksa in the first place. Because his das is on it. Well, we can say no. But even here, you can say the second side of the chakira. But Rabbi Shimon holds that the Tanagolas has a shem muksa as long as it's on medis legado beitzim. But since Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold midus this katsoi, memela calls mancha writes a yachal avatal his haktsa, so whenever he wants, he can be mevatal his haktsa, and he can be miyachid his lachil, and he can set it aside. For reading it, and it emerges that even though the Tarnagolas is a surah of achilu because he sets it aside, he's makzit it, nevertheless, the maisa it's mutter to eat it when he wants, because immediately when he wants to eat it, that's a bittul to his aktsa. So it would appear that with this we can explain the Maharsha and the Maharamshif, that we can say that they hold like the second son, shecholov shem muksa kozman haktsa asa. And therefore, they write very well. Yesh lomar sheim sovrim, zot omeret, amarsha ve'amaramshif sovrim, kmo atzad hasheni, shechal alav sheim mukze, kol zman haktzaato. They hold that as long as he's makzit midaiti, it has a sheim mukze, and therefore, they write that the Tarnagodas Homedis Legado Beitzim is not considered like food, even if you don't hold the Muksa. Because even if you don't hold the Muksa, there's still a Shem Muksa in the Tarnagodas as long as it's Homedis Legado Beitzim. And therefore, as long as he wasn't Mafkia the Haktsa, it's Asur Vachila, even if you don't hold the Muksa. Not the Lamaisa, it's Mutter Vachila. It's because he can be mafkia, the shem muksa, whenever he wants. But if the beitza was born when the tarnagodas with the medes legado beit was a medes legado beitzim, it's considered nolad because it's born for something that's not food. So that's the mahalach to be masbir, the maharam shif and the maharsha. There was pshat that it wasn't coming from food. I, Reb Shimon, doesn't hold a muksa. The answer is he does hold a muksa. He just holds you can be mevatel the muksa whenever you want. It's muksa, but just because it was muksa ben hashmash, it doesn't mean that it's muksa the whole day. And memela, this chicken, if it's amedis legado beitzim, it's muksa. Just you can be mevatel the muksa whenever you want. But if, when the egg is born from this chicken, so this is taka noilad. Because it was born from something that's not food. Because in the meantime, it isn't food. So that explains why it would be usher, according to Rabbi Shimon, as understood by the Maharsha and the Maharam Shif, because it was taken from something that's not food. Yes, you can change your mind and decide that it will be food, but in the meantime, it's not food. In the Mela, it's noilad when the egg is born. Gvaldik. Rav Nachman answers the kasha of the Gemara. Rav Nachman lo le matanagodas hametz legado beitzim. With the isle muktzah isle noilad. With the lesle muktzah lesle noilad. Really, we're talking about a tanagodas that's hametz legado beitzim, and muktzah and noilad go together. If you have one, you have the other. If you hold of one, you hold of the other. Beishamai holds like Rav Shimon. Beisil is like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he wants to be Mataritz Rav Nachman. That the Emes Beis Shammai is going Beshitas Rav Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't hold a muksa. And Beis Shammai say that mitam zeh, the Beit is not noilat. Why is the Beit not noilat? Because he doesn't hold a noilat. He doesn't hold a muksa. He doesn't hold a noilat. That's why Beis Shammai answers the egg. Talking about a tarnagot and medes the gadol beitzim, and it's noilat. That's Beis Shammai. It's noilat. It's Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai holds it's no noilat. We have to understand, the Maharshan and Maram Shif already explained that the assumption of the Gemara is that a Tarnagolas is considered Muksa, even though Danas Rav Shimon, as long as it's on Medes Gadol Beitzim. And Mimela, the Beitza that's born is considered Noilat, because it wasn't food. It wasn't taken from food. So how does Rav Nachman say that Mandi Isle Muksa, Lesle Noilat? Lesle Muksa, Lesle Noilat. How does he say that if you don't hold a muksa, you don't hold a noilat? But he does hold. Beis Shammai does hold. We're assuming that the one who hold that even Reb Shimon does hold of muksa. And Remela it's noilat. In the meantime, it's muksa, and therefore it's noilat. So if our understanding of the Maram Shif and the Maram Shah is correct, how does Reb Nachman come in and say that the answer is if you don't hold a muksa, you don't hold a noilat? Yeah, but they do hold a muksa. Reb Shimon does hold a muksa. And maybe he also holds him noilat. In the meantime, it's muksa the animal until he changes his mind. So, the Pashas, we can say that the Makshin and Rav Nachman are arguing both in Klali. Rav Shimon is moed delis or noilat or no. The Makshin holds that Rav Shimon is matir, only muksa stam, and he's not matir muksa de noilat. Now that you can change your mind about muksa stam, you can't change your mind and be matir muksa de noilat. And Rav Nachman argues, and he says that Rabbi Shimon is matir, even muksa of noilat. The Manda Lesle Muksa, the one who says that you can overturn Muksa at any moment, because there's no Midu Miksa Sarbenesh Mashiach Sarli Kuliyoma. He also holds that you can overturn the Noilat and make it permitted. However, we can say that Rabbi Nachman means, we can explain Rabbi Nachman to mean that even Rabbi Nachman holds that Rabbi Shimon asks Muksa the Noilat. That normally Rav Shimon asks muksa the noilat. But there's a specific machlekes about a beitza that we can say that Rav Nachman and the Makshin are arguing about the chakira we mentioned earlier. Is there a shem muksa that's chal calls man haktsa'asa l'man d'lesle muksa? If you don't hold a muksa, is there b'chal a shem muksa in the meantime? Before we start, so to studim. Either there's not, there's never a shem muksa, there is a shem muksa, it just goes away whenever you want it to. Makshin holds like the second side that the Tarnagolas is considered muksa as long as it's omedes the gadol beitzim and therefore beitzim shenoldam imena b'shas haktsas asura. But Rav Nachman holds like the first side that since the Tarnagolas is dover haru'uya la'achila, the mandales le muksa mimela, there's never a shem muksa at all. And therefore Tarnagolas is considered like food. And the beitzim can't be considered like noilat since it's ochle difrus. In other words, it's ochle that's separated from ochle. In other words, according to this, that's what the that's what Rav Nachman is saying. Rav Nachman is saying this is food that's separated from food. Rav Nachman holds that there is noilat. If you don't hold a muksa, and the ikur chiddush that Rav Nachman is saying is legabe uchla deifris, that a tarnagolas that's a medes legadol beitzim is considered food. And Mimela, the Beitza, is food that's separated from food. You can't call it Noilat. But something that didn't exist in the world by Banish Mashas, that would be Noilat. So here, this Tarnagolas was already around before Banish Mashas. And this Tarnagolas is food. So this Tarnagolas is was never muks in the first place. Mamela, what comes from it is ochel shenifer me'ochel. But something that never existed and it comes into existence on Shabbos, on Yantiv, that's considered Noila. The Lashon of the Makshin is Afilu Man Deshari B'Muktza B'Noilad Asar. Now this is a Lashon here of Isser V'Heter. So Rav Nachman should have answered Man Deshari Muktza Shari Noilad. Kalashon HaMakshin. The Makshin said Shari Muktza B'Noilad Asar. Even the one who was Matir Muktza Asar's Noilad. So Rav Nachman should have said no. The one who was Matir is Muktza is Matir Noilad. Lashon HaMakshin. So why is it that Rav Nachman used the Lashon of Man de Lesli Muksa Lesli Noilad? So based on what we said, it's very good. What Rav Nachman wants to say is that even though he's moted to the Makshin that Afilu Man de Shari Muksa Oyser Noilad, yeah, it's true. Even if even the one who's Matir Muksa, Aser is Noilad. Nevertheless, here it's not Noilad, since the Tarnagelis isn't Muksa at all. And Mela the Beitza isn't Noilad, it's Uchla Difference. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Manda Lesley Muksa. In other words, the one who holds that the Tarnagolas isn't Muksa, Lesley Noilad. He holds that the Beitz is also not Noilad. Since the Tarnagolas is a Noilad, the Beitz is not Noilad. Now, Tosfos, the Rambam Kosak HaDaiten bring a right that Rabbi Shimon is moided at Din Noilad if it never was in the world. Shemetchila lo haya ba'olam. It was never in the world. And they bring a raya from the Gemara in Erevin and Hilm Beis that water in the clouds is considered Noilad. Mivli bli, it's considered absorbed, and therefore the water that comes out is considered Noilad, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So if we say Rabbi Nachman doesn't hold of holds that the Noilad is completely permitted, and it's Gemara and Erevin that Asher's Noilad, the Rav Shimon, is going to be not according to Rav Nachman. Based on what we said, Rav Nachman agrees with the concept of Noilad. He's just saying that in our case of the Tarnagolas, it's not Noilad because the Tarnagolas was already there. And Mimela, what comes from the Tarnagolas, is not considered Noilad, it's Uchla Difris. Because, like we said, Rav Nachman holds that Rav Shimon normally asks Noilad, just by a Beitz, it's not Noilad. Since it's a Tarnagolas Dabri L'Achila, so it never had a Shem Muksa. And therefore, the Tarnagolas is considered food, and the egg that's separated from it is also considered food. Okay. Sweet friends, we in the next year, we'd like to resolve a number of kashas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger to the best of our ability. And we will see Amir Tashem, Niflos, Rabbos, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Mitoros Hashem. And I thank you for listening. And this was amazing. Shalom, shalom.